So I reiterate here, the bill is dead.
The story of this great city is about the years before this night.
We are free!
Hey everyone, this is Ho Ho Hong Kong with me, Vivek Mabubani, and my co-host, who is...
Mohammed Magdi!
Yeah, we're over here, everybody. Now, this is recorded...
Just the two of us.
Yeah, so this is recorded in Hong Kong SAR. We have to specify SAR mm-hmm. now that certain things have passed in the legislation.
Oh, God, yeah, I forgot that this is like, I think they passed it and it's on the same midnight or something, comes into effect, like it's like immediate.
I guess once they say pass,
yeah,
they literally pass, you know. It's one of those things that, you know, so this is the only time I think government does not procrastinate when the laws are passed. They're like, right. Yep. We're doing it now. It's like, oh, really? We don't have the public holiday, commemoration ceremony, no cutting of the ribbon.
Let's commemorate certain things that we don't have anymore.
Exactly. Exactly. So with that said, if you hear this and kind of like, yeah, I can hear the noise of the background, that is Hong Kong.
Yeah.
No matter how you try to soundproof anything, somehow some random honking is going to get through into your mic.
Also, we said this intro while we're actually physically, both of us are in Australia.
Yeah.
So in case this is a test for the new law, we're not coming back.
Exactly. Yeah. Just to clarify, my name is Russell Peters, and that is Ahmed Ahmed.
I was about to say the same name. Nice.
Yeah, in case you want, please go online at the real Russell Peters, whatever. Yeah, the, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we have no affiliation.
No affiliation with
any
Vivek
other comedian.
And the other guy,
exactly,
whatever his name
yeah,
is.
Yeah, exactly. Those two. Yeah, but speaking of which, man, before flying, though, as everybody knows, that I have a flat that I'm renovating.
Back to a few weeks ago when we had a whole episode on buying an apartment in Hong Kong, and you walked us through
the whole
crazy
process
of just having to owning an apartment,
exactly,
and the mortgages and all of
the
that.
The power trip of going to find a mortgage where you go to the bank and the bank's like, please borrow with us. And all the way to the part where they start auto-debiting your account. And every month you're like, what the fuck? Oh, it's my mortgage, you know?
Right.
Oh, dude.
That's even crazier when you're self-employed because you know there is no salary coming in.
There's no salary coming
in.
So
it's like, you know, a gig you do, the money's there. And then you're like, let me look at the money. Oh, shit. And it's gone.
So this is how crazy it is for me, right? My mortgage gets cut on the 13th of every month.
Mm.
On the 12th of every month, I have a reminder telling myself, get ready for the mortgage, man.
Yeah, make sure there's enough money.
Make sure, exactly. Don't be all like, you know, they're going to pay me that next week, right?
Yeah, it would be so funny if not funny for you, but it would be funny visually if they don't find enough money and then you go upstairs and it just your apartment becomes an HSBC.
Yeah, a branch.
A branch.
That'd be so cool.
That would be so cool.
And there's only one thing, a cash deposit machine.
Right,
And
some old guy is just like waving you in. Yeah. He's like, how can I help you, sir? Exactly. I was like, God damn it.
The best thing would be like one of those arcade game systems where you like have to insert 3 coins to play the game. It says insert mortgage amount to unlock.
And as soon as you do it, the old guy just leaves.
Exactly. Yeah.
You got one more month.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Counting now. It's like the Squid Games thing, the whole
ball. Exactly. That's Hong Kong version of Squid Game.
Exactly, like instead of having the guy in the pink outfit, there's just the guy in the Bank of China uniform. Like, and then you open the lift door and you see him trying to go like, whoa, whoa, whoa. He's like, choose your game.
Yeah, choose it.
Insert cash or insert check. Oh, man. So, but the good thing is so far so good. Right now, I've been paying my mortgage in time.
Right.
Yet.
Yeah.
You know, but then again, I bet you I'll go to Australia. And what will happen is that whatever auto debit this system that I have in place, they're probably going to be like, oh, we need you to sign in person over here to authorize this. They're like, no, I'm not there. Like, if you don't sign,
have to go to like the Chinese embassy or something. And
and go in there. But like, but you're not Chinese. I'm like, yeah, but I was born in Hong Kong. Like, oh, you can't be. I was like, no, but I was. Like, oh, but show
yeah,
us,
you don't look Chinese.
Exactly.
God damn it.
Here are 3 different options to showcase that you're Chinese.
Yeah.
Pair of chopsticks, martial arts, or... imitate Bruce Lee. It's like, what?
Do a Chinese accent.
Yeah, I'll do it. And I'm like, oh, in Australia. Then the Australian embassy comes like, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
You are canceled.
Exactly. I'm like, what is going on, man?
A little bit of a tangent here. In Australia, you have gone through the same process of setting up a company in Australia so you can get paid by the festival.
Yeah.
And I'm doing it through like an outside accountant. And he just told me that I need to go to the Australian consulate here to verify my documents.
Oh, your identity?
My identity.
Oh, God.
And it's like, this is actually the biggest scam I've heard of in a long time.
Yeah,
because all it is that I did already go. Australian consulate, beautiful building, by the way, somewhere like Guan Chai, like one of these like embassy buildings.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's the Central Plaza.
Harbour Center or whatever.
Central Plaza. Yeah, like, yeah, it has all the embassies over there.
Right,
yeah.
Beautiful view and everything. I go in, you know, all security guys like checking your stuff and whatever. There is nobody in the consulate.
Yeah.
And there is a gigantic koala sitting on the...
Of course.
On the couch, just like a beautiful big koala that you can just like hug before they fucking rip you off.
How is that not cultural appropriation in a way that, you know, they should not be doing that?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, you don't go to the Chinese embassy. Well, then again, I've never been to it, so you don't. Yeah. Hopefully, you don't go to the Chinese embassy
and you just
like
put
you
like a rice hat, a bowl of rice,
a rice field with like
the hat.
And they'll have every stereotype, like the rice field, but the ladies will be in Cheung Sam's dancing at the back, and the guys over there like crouched over trying to get the rice.
Yeah.
Chopped off. And
the IEs are like doing a dance in the middle.
Yeah, and the baby in the corner over there doing like some sort of martial arts. And
while he's wearing split pants.
Exactly, yeah. That and like one final old man in the corner saluting like the Communist Party or something.
Right. Yeah, so I go there and it's like, it's such a stupid process. Also, they say like verify your document, which is your passport. But you also need to verify a supplementary document just to make extra money.
Yeah.
Honestly, Australia, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, the visa's already expensive, whatever. So I go there, and the process, like, it's 400-something Hong Kong dollar per document.
Oh, of course.
And all it is that I give... So I have to give them my passport, Hong Kong ID, and it's a lady in the window. She goes, yeah, these are your documents. Wait there. Takes about 30 seconds, photocopies it, signs that she saw these documents... End of process.
Oh, dude, full on.
And I just lost almost $1,000 Hong Kong.
Yeah, dude.
That way.
Exactly.
I'm like, I told the accountant, I can come to your country and show it to you in person. I can also show it to any government body.
If I don't
look
right, send me back.
Exactly. Yeah. I can come to any government body in Australia and do it in person. I can do it at the airport.
Can
I not pay this? He goes, nah.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, man.
Dude, did you do the biometrics one where you have to do the fingerprints?
That's another,
that's
by
another
the way.
One.
Yeah,
that's another
300, 400 bucks. Yeah.
And that's crazy because like, I did it last year, right?
Yeah.
I did that whole thing. And then like, oh, this year I'll do it again. I'm like, and I went back there. First of all,
Our fingerprint changed?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, what kind of surgery did I get? You know, you might have burnt your index finger and now it's all warped, right?
Yeah.
So I went back there and I recognized lady at the counter. Now, that day I remember that I booked like for 2:30 p.m. And I could clearly tell that nobody else booked for that day.
Right.
So it was like empty the whole day. Because when I went online, like, you choose your time slot. I'm like, oh, any time I want. I'm like, 2:30, right? And so clearly this center just sits open until the last appointment.
Right.
Now, I bet you anything, because I booked 2:30, they were all going like, fuck.
Yeah, because you were the last appointment.
Yeah, they can't leave early, right?
Yeah.
But if nobody, if I book, let's say 12, after 12, like, that's good.
Like, yeah, let's call it.
Yeah. So at 2:45, I arrived late because I found the place wrong and everything. I got there and she's counting the money. They're like, oh, we closed our tallies. I till and everything. I was like, oh shit. I was really like having a bad day that day. I was like, ah, oh, shit, I'm really sorry. But like, is there any way to like, okay, okay, it's fine. I'll help you out, right?
Right.
And then so I did the whole thing and I recognized her. I was like, oh, I remember you from last year. She's like, oh, really? And we started talking because she remembered me because I spoke in Cantonese.
Mm.
So it's a very nice lady. However, the whole process was just so bizarre where you go into the room and they have a specific stool you sit on.
Yes.
Right? You've done that, right?
Yeah.
You sit on the stool. And
I know the lady too. It's just like an older lady.
Yeah, it's an older lady.
Who's quite friendly,
but it's
very specific with like the fingerprint.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the first thing, you go into this room, there's this lady sitting over there. She's looking at, she's like, sit on the stool. And I was like, gonna like, you know, adjust
because of the camera.
Yeah. Right? And she's like, no, don't adjust. You sit exactly.
And
there's
like
it
another CCTV camera. She shows you. She's like, you're also filmed there.
Yeah. You filmed it and look at the camera. And I'm like, well, you have a camera in front. It's like, no, that's the other camera. I'm like, again.
So I guess one of them is for their own records and one is for the Australian government.
Probably
to like prove that he actually went.
Exactly. Yeah. And she's like, look specifically at
which means also, by the way, the government does not trust its own contractors.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah.
It's like, it's that level that we're working at, right?
Like, the contractor will be like, here is the fingerprint. The like, government's like, we need proof that he didn't forge it, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Which is wild.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, so I bet you anything, like, they have this whole process. And now the thing is this, that when they were doing my application, they put an extra letter A after my name, V-I-V-E-K-A, right? And I kept going, I'm like, oh, this is Viveka, this is not
right.
me, right? And I was like, you know, I don't want to fly 9 hours, go there, like, but
you think
Vivek.
it was because they're going for Acha?
Yeah, Viveka. This is Viveka.
Yeah.
So maybe at some point they might have seen some video when I was like trying to do jazz hands, or like, I'm Mabubani Viveka.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, no, it's not the letter A, right?
So where did the letter A come from?
Probably typo.
Right. It was a typo. It wasn't like a code of sort.
I hope not. Yeah. Oh, my God. Like Vivek A as in like the best or like, you know, the assassin. I have no idea. But then, yeah, that whole process was like super fast. Mm. Finished it. Credit card. I think credit card payment as well. And at that point, like these are the moments in my life where I'm like, God damn, dude. This money didn't come easy.
Yeah.
But you guys just clicked the button. You got that. And this is why I hate banks and everything because of the handling fees. I'm like, buddy, come on. Yeah. You didn't do shit.
Yeah.
Okay. It was all electronic. Mm. I remember going for it. So I'll give you another example. My left side tooth was kind of hurting last week.
Oh, my God. I have a similar story. Oh, that's crazy. Okay.
So this last week, right? Mm. And I was like, oh, shit. You know what? Let me not risk it. Let me go check it while I'm in Hong Kong.
Yeah, because you don't want to do it in Australia.
Right, exactly. I was like, don't risk it, whatever, right? So I booked my appointment for just 2 days ago, yesterday, when we were recording this. Mm. So, of course, after I booked the appointment, the tooth gets better.
Right.
You know, the gums don't hurt anymore. I'm like, I don't know. Should I cancel? I'm like, no, I bet you if I go to Australia and it hurts, I'm like,
I thought the dental with the government is like really difficult to book.
I went private.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, so dental, I go private. Yeah. Just because like I really cannot wait.
Because I think,
like
while we were singing praises the government system, the dental is particularly bad.
Really?
Because I remember going to that clinic in Wan Chai for something else.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a sign that says like dental basically get fucked.
Yeah.
If you want dental, get fucked. That's exactly. the sign says.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, so at that point, I'm like, you know what, dental, I just go private, screw it, whatever, right? And so I booked the whole thing. It comes down to, so my appointment's on Friday morning. It's been a week already. Thursday morning, I'm like, you know what, I'm feeling really good.
Right.
I've been flossing, and everything's great, and my teeth doesn't hurt. I'm like, I don't know, man. Should I do it? Should I not? Okay, Friday morning, I'm like, screw it, let's just do it. Let's get it checked, you know, in case it's a cavity, whatever, right?
Mm.
I go there. It's a 10:30 a.m. appointment. I'm the first guy in the clinic. I go there, get it done. He's checking me and everything, you know. Just out of courtesy, he like helps me, you know how they scrape a little bit of the corners between the teeth? Mm. On my right side, he's like, oh, let me scrape a little bit of this. And I'm like, okay, this probably means he has nothing to do.
Right.
He even gets an x-ray. He's like, let me just x-ray this just to verify.
Oh, the x-ray scam. You fell for it. The x-ray, like they always do that. Always say no to the dentist.
Screw it,
man. You 12?
Dude, whatever. At that point, I'm like, you know, just in case, for $100, fine.
The x-ray, the crazy thing about the dental x-ray is that unlike your if you have like crazy pain in your arm, okay,
yeah.
It might be broken.
Yeah.
The x-ray makes sense.
Yeah.
Your jaws are not broken.
Yeah, exactly. You know? But again, I was so freaked out because like what happened, I was like, if I wasn't traveling, I'm like, fuck it, I don't give a shit, right? Because I'm traveling, I'm just like, oh, I don't know, man. If I go to Australia, I bet you an x-ray is going to cost me like $500.
I am positive. No one told me that, but I'm positive the first lesson of first day in dental school is that the first lecture is like, hey, everyone. Good morning to new students.
Yeah.
First thing you need to learn is always ask for an x-ray.
Yeah. Always x-ray them.
Always x-ray them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that is literally just double the money automatically.
Fair. I mean, like, it literally is like they go, they like, chew on this.
Yeah.
They give you a little sheet that you bite on. They put the machine next to your face. They walk out. Click.
And you're like, surprise, your face looks the same.
Yeah.
No x-ray, no teeth x-ray has ever shown any anything new.
Except
for the guy's bank account.
Yeah, exactly.
Makes me so mad.
Right? So I did all this up, and he's like, yeah, you're all good. He tapped the teeth. He's like, no, you seem all good. And he was like, yeah, it's probably just like that gums were just inflamed from eating or whatever. Right? I'm like, all right, fine. So I was like, okay, yeah, I bought a peace of mind, right? Mm. I go outside, I pay $600.
Yeah.
Right? And I was like, I just spent 8 minutes.
Yeah.
8 minutes, dude. I was like, God damn
so
it.
So he just looked at you. There is no solution. They're like, you're fine.
Yeah,
just did the x-ray and that's it.
He basically explained like what usually happens. A lot of people, they overbrush their teeth sometimes, so the enamel's kind of like thin or whatever.
Sure.
Like, yeah, that's what's happened to you. So therefore, it's a bit more sensitive. Mm. And the gums, you know, you can brush that all bullshit. But like, basically, no, don't worry. You're absolutely fine. It's not a cavity. We checked. Everything's all good.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, peace of mind, man. And then I was like thinking, like, I paid $600, right? And I'm thinking to myself, like, so I paid $600 for peace of mind. Fair.
Mm.
However, had I not paid that, would I be a little bit happier than I am now?
Right.
Would I be happier with the risk? Mm. Or would I be happier with the quote-unquote peace of mind? Because the truth is, on Thursday before the appointment, I'm like, I'm feeling pretty all
right. Right.
You know, I'm pretty peaceful. I'm not kind of worried, you know.
But you're also going away. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Right? And you don't want to live with the anxiety of like, if this comes back again,
I'm going to hate myself, right?
Yeah.
So this is going on to my expenses of the Australian trip again. You got me again, Australia.
Yeah, you got me again.
I bet you anything, this dentist probably has a bank account in Australia.
Yeah.
He probably uses like an Australian bank account that I pay, that he like gets his credit card payments for.
Right.
And like, I bet you that's what's happening.
Yeah. Right. He's like, if you feel any pain in Australia, go to this clinic.
Yeah.
And pay me $600.
It's like, God
this
damn.
This time it's Australian bucks. Yeah.
The X, get out. They're like, but the X-ray is free. I'm like, God damn.
I have had the same dentist for years. She's quite amazing. Actually lives here on Kane Road. Oh. Not lives. Her clinic is here on Kane Road.
Yeah, yeah.
While it sounds fancy, it's actually not that expensive for like every procedure on its own. The problem is that she's still a dentist.
Yeah.
She still does the same bullshit of, do you want an x-ray? Which, by the way, I fell for years ago.
Yeah.
But I was told, like, not by her, but like her regulars, like, do it the first time because that's an x-ray.
Yeah.
She will ask you again and you just say no.
Yeah,
and she actually stopped asking because she knows I'm not going to do another x-ray.
Yeah.
But anyway, I went in for my regular cleaning, which you're supposed to do
once a year.
And I have ignored it for the last year. I'm like, all right, it's time. So I went a couple of weeks ago. And she's
so
like,
what's her usual comments about whenever she cleans your gums? Does she give you like a, hey man, you should do this more? She's like, oh, it's very good.
No, the only time she told me something, which is like she told me to change the toothbrush from the regular one to the round one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The
okay,
round,
okay.
She's like, use the round.
Electric one? Ah, okay,
yeah.
okay.
She said use the round head.
Okay.
I don't remember. I think I might have been over brushing as well.
Yeah.
And she was like, the round head is better for you or whatever.
Ah, okay.
Which is fine. But then almost like she also does this thing when she always confirms your address whenever I walk in because she sends like letters every 6 months reminds you that if you don't go there you will die. It's quite funny.
So she does it that way. She sends you letters, but hey, just remind you haven't done your thing.
Yeah,
in 6
months. She's like, if you don't come here, you'll have chronic disease, and I will go to the temple. I will pray
that's
that you
so
pass
old
away.
School marketing,
it's
man.
Super old school.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Which
it's
is fair.
System. Yeah.
So I give her my new address. She's like, oh, you moved. She's like, she pretends like she knows.
Yeah.
It's
where
the
you
same
were.
Script. Yeah. Every time, because I see her with like other patients, like, do you still live in the same address? I'm like, okay.
While it sounds
personal, it's just like she looked.
You
at
know.
Her
yeah.
File.
Yeah. There's no way you remembered. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway. Because I haven't been for like a year, she almost punished me. She goes, oh, now you need 3 fillings.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? I came here for a cleaning. She was like, no, it's late now. You need 3 fillings. And that was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
She's like, none of them are major, but I need to fill.
Is she kind of older?
Yeah, she's older.
I know one. She's one of those mom types. They're like, you didn't listen to me.
Yeah, exactly. She was very much like Chinese momming the whole situation.
Oh, yeah. She's like, no, you're going to have to do this. You're like, but I don't want that. Like, no.
I don't want to like do other people's bits, but like comedian Joe List has a whole thing on dental like stuff. And one of the bits he has is the fact that no one can see these fillings but him, but the dentist. Like, and then he's like, oh, if you don't do it, like, you're going to get pain in this general area.
Yeah.
And it's like, once you feel it, he's like, oh, can I see the proof? Like, no. There is just nothing.
Yeah, you can't see that.
They have all the leverage. And if you don't do it, they're just like mad at you. And they tell you something will happen. I'm butchering it, but it's quite funny.
Yeah, so good, yeah.
So anyway, so back to her. She does the same thing. She's like, you need to feel all of these. I'm like, but I don't feel anything. She's like, you will feel it.
Yeah.
So I do it. And then I leave. Actually, I don't do the cleaning that day. She's like, come back, do the cleaning another time. And like for a couple of weeks since that happened, I've had pain constantly, and I hadn't had pain before.
Yeah,
it's like almost injected something that is painful now.
God damn, yeah.
I'm like, oh fuck. So now, before I go to Australia, same thing. I'm like, I need to deal with this, but also I need to do the cleaning. But I'm such a coward that I don't want to just call and be like, hey, you messed up.
Yeah.
So I have to go.
Dude, me neither.
I have
man.
To hide behind the cleaning.
Yeah. No. By the way, this hurts. Yeah.
Yeah, like any normal like fucking you know person would like. Personality would go be like, hey,
yeah, you fucked up, man.
Also, by the way, she is like reasonably priced, but the fillings are expensive everywhere. 3 fillings is $3,200 Hong Kong.
God damn, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So,
which is normal
price.
Yeah.
This is just what it is.
Yeah, it is.
So I already paid that much money. The cleaning is $700, which is like, as you said, average.
Same, $700.
But
yeah,
I still don't have the balls to be like, I call to be like, hey, you did the filling wrong. I feel pain. Can I just do that?
Yeah.
But I'm like, I have to call and like pretend I'm just doing the cleaning because I'm a pussy.
Yeah.
I call and be like, hi, can I do the cleaning? She's like, yeah, come through. So I go, actually, literally yesterday, and I go, like, she's here for the cleaning. And I'm like, she's like, so how are you? I'm like, this thing hurts.
Yeah.
And I have to be like, by the way, I didn't come here for
it. Yeah.
Because I, like, I don't want her to be mad at me. That's the problem.
Yeah. Dude, same, man.
I guess this is what people call people pleasing or whatever. Like, I just don't want her to be mad at me.
So I thought about this, okay? So this comes back to a lot of things. There's certain people that you don't mind pissing off.
Yeah.
But the problem is that this person has all the power over you.
Yes.
And if you piss them off, they're like, yeah, you know what? Fuck you, man. Okay, I'll fill it up.
Or maybe she'll be like she has literally all the leverage to like fuck you up.
Yeah.
Like, what if I am the guy who just like tips her over the edge? She's like, all right, you fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, I'll take the whole 2,000. He's like, fuck.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Exactly, dude. Like, yeah. and that's what I find is that with doctors and everything, you're kind of at their mercy.
Yes.
Because, like, basically, they
She's towering over you.
Yeah. She's got the machines in your teeth, which are literally, so it's like a torture tactic.
Yeah.
Technically, right? With the whole teeth pulling and everything. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? And I'm just like, goddamn, like, at some point, there must have been some dentist who was like, you know what? Today's the day. Fuck it.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Patient number 1000.
I watched too many Final Destination movies, too. That, like, to know, like, you know, she will do something and then something else, like, would fall in your mouth and then you, like, die, like slow death.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, no, not that.
Oh, my God, dude. Like, yeah. I mean, the worst thing is, first of all, with the hanging saliva sucker.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. And it's like, always you kind of, you're trying to help it. You're like, come on, come on. Just don't move your tongue. Don't touch it too much and everything.
Oh, when she did the, I don't know if you had this or you had fillings before. When they do the fillings, they also put, like, a cotton ball in your throat.
To open, yeah.
Yeah,
to
no.
The throat?
Yeah. Dude, it was terrifying. I haven't had fillings before.
Wow.
It was terrifying. They put, actually, I think to prevent stuff from falling in. So
oh,
they put
shit.
Like a light, like cotton ball in your throat. But that's still like super uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you're literally like, oh yeah, I might just choke
and
die.
Yeah, exactly.
There is two people there. So you just, again, you have to trust them with your life, literally. But you can, they just block it, I guess, like to prevent, maybe because they're using like actual small tools.
Yeah.
So maybe so nothing would fall. I don't know how it worked.
Oh, God,
but literally
dude.
There is like, they just block your throat.
Wow.
Like almost like 90%.
So I've never had a filling before. I don't recall hearing stories of these, but for all you know, maybe it's one of those traumatic things that people don't want to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, the ones like just don't go there. I had the feeling that let's end it over there.
Yeah.
You know?
So I complain about the pain and she goes, oh, okay. And then she was like, all right. So she just abandons the cleaning. And then it's just the pain. Oh, so they give you something small, very tiny to bite on.
Yeah.
So you can identify which tooth. That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I thought it's just general nerve pain.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You have, it's always connected to one tooth. It was never going to be two or three. It's just one.
Okay.
And she's like, you have to bite on this, like almost like a grain of rice.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's too small. So I can't, she's like, I can't give you something bigger because it will use two teeth.
And then
you can't identify.
Yeah.
Which is actually, I was quite impressed by because once I moved it around, it hit the exact tooth. And she's like, yep, I got it.
Yeah.
I'm like, nice.
Nice.
So, but as soon as I did this, turns out, so actually she gave me a filling that like is, I am sensitive to. I didn't know that.
Oh, there are different types of fillings?
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck.
No idea. Oh, but God. Even crazier, she actually has to take the filling out and put new material. And that's painful as shit.
So were you what's the anesthesia?
I told her to do it and she ignored me. I'm like, this is too painful. She's like, almost done. I'm like, it's still painful.
Yeah.
So, but it's only because we did three teeth, like bottom two and then one up. The bottom two actually were never hurting.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I never verified if it's like, did you use different material or whatever? But just the one up, she just pulled all the filling out, put new material, fucking cement or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's also crazy how the pain immediately gone.
Okay.
So it turns out like you can feel it when you're biting on something, but actually it was reacting the whole time.
Yeah.
So as soon as you pull it out, it's like almost like just something turned off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh shit, this feels normal now.
Yeah,
it was the wrong material. But again, no sorry.
Yeah, no, nothing. Oh shit, you know.
Yeah. So like I should have checked if you're...
Yeah.
And also, I'm too dumb to ask her, like, what material did I react to?
So next time?
Nope.
No, at that point, you're just relieved.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, just, you know, I'm glad you fixed your problem. Let me pay for that.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, yeah, dude.
But then again, I could have been actually, because I've been taking care of it because it's fucking expensive teeth.
Yeah.
So I could have been like, all right, that's it. Goodbye.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, do the cleaning. Just actually, not because I needed it, just because I am too much of a coward to be like, I'm going to leave now.
Yeah.
And you fixed it. And I'm not going to pay you.
Which
is what I wanted to do.
Yeah,
but I'm like, clean it.
Yeah. And when the final bill comes, it's like $1,000 something. You're like, okay, that's $700.
It's actually, she just did the cleaning.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's fair.
But I was also going in ready to fight. I was about, like, I was just waiting for the bill to be like,
hey.
I'm like, no.
Come on, you fucked it up. Yeah.
Luckily, that didn't happen.
Man, you were lucky. Yeah.
With all of that said, Dr. Francesca Lang, she is actually great.
Yeah, I've walked past her.
Yeah. She's literally here on your street.
Yeah.
Great, like, she's a dental surgeon, has been around for ages. Recommended to me by another friend of the podcast, actually. I've had her for years and she's really, really good. So yeah, cleaning $700. She's the
standard stuff. Yeah,
just ask her for if you're sensitive to
fillings. Certain fillings. Yeah. You tell her I'm Egyptian and this might be an issue for me.
Right.
I mean, for me, oddly enough, my dentist. How did I find this? Because I used to way back. I did try government one time and I was like, this is crap. Because like, dude, my family has taught me so many stupid ways to save money where it's like it's so not worth. Like one time we even went to one of these student clinics. They're like, yeah, they'll clean your teeth, but they're all students. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I go there and like the guy like kind of rips one of small parts of my gum. And she's just like, yeah, you went too hard on me. I'm like, I'm sorry, what?
What?
And I was like, you know what? Come on, man. I work really hard. I think I deserve a little professional quality stuff, right?
Yeah.
So I go online. I remember searching online, like which dentist, right? And so I remember, I think it was an Asia Expat, that website.
Mm.
And I think someone kept recommending this guy in Wan Chai. I go, Julian Sung. And I'm like, you know what? All right, fine.
Julian Assange?
Julian Sung. Yeah. And then like the thing for me is that I have this weird thing where I'm like, if your clinic's on the ground floor, you're always going to be more expensive. That's always been my thing.
Yeah. That is Francesca as well. Street level.
Yeah. But I have a feeling her place is she probably owns it.
Right.
There's no way you've been there that long and renting and everything. Right? So, however, I was like, okay, this guy's on the 12th. It's on the top floor. I'm like, okay, the higher from the ground, the cheaper you must be, right?
Sure.
So I go there. I go there first time, I get checked and everything, and I hadn't cleaned my teeth in like 5-6 years. You know, do the routine yearly cleaning thing. So I go there. And, like, the guy works on it and everything. He's very nice, very polite and everything. Okay, this guy seems pretty good. And, of course, like, when they do the teeth cleaning, they love to give you the mirror at the end.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, take a look at your own teeth. Yeah. And, like, my whole mouth is all blood.
Yes. Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you need to floss way more. And I'm like, well, huh? You know?
Yeah.
And then, like, he was telling me all this stuff, right? Now, I've gone to him for, like, the last 5-6 years already.
Yeah.
And
it's kind of cool that the dentist, I think, is the only kind of doctor that you always just, like, you have your guy.
You're your guy. It's your hairstylist.
That's it. Yeah. That's right. Yeah,
you know, you're your guy. I'll wait for you, right?
Yeah.
And that's why I told people. I was like, you know, once you're comfortable, you're like, you know what? I trust you. I don't want to risk it. It's not worth the change.
If we're going to plug our own people, Image Hair Salon on Temple Street in Jordan.
Yeah.
That's, I have a Pakistani, Indian guy.
Yeah.
I mistaken him for Pakistani the first time. And again, it was one of these situations when I felt like I said the wrong thing while he literally has a blade around my neck.
Yeah.
I just go like, because, you know, we bond over like, you know, I said my name is Muhammad and he got excited. Turns out he's Indian Muslim, not Pakistani.
Ah.
So he got excited. So of course I wrongly assumed that like, Pakistani. Yeah. And he goes like, no, I'm Indian. I'm like, fuck, sorry.
Time. Yeah, like put the blade down.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'd rather you shave off the hair than my neck.
Yeah. So yeah, Image Hair Salon. Great, great stylist.
Okay, yeah.
Just like brown guy who understands beards and stuff.
Do they do the head massage as well?
If you ask for it, yes. They don't do it by default.
Yeah.
But I go there especially for the beard because, like, you know, you go to like a Chinese hair salon. Like, I used to live in
China. They don't understand the hair, yeah.
No, the beard. The beard is like, I used to live in China. Like, I go in with a long beard and it's literally as if like a bear walked into the place.
Yeah, like,
which is like a panic attack in the shop. Everyone's fainting.
But wait, let me ask you this. So then for your beard, they do the beard trimming and everything, right? Shaping and trimming.
However,
how often do you have to do that though?
I mean, have you seen me? It's like right now I look like fucking Bin Laden. So
yeah.
I'm saving it because I can do it before I travel.
Yeah.
If I want to keep it up to like shape, it's every 10 days.
Okay. Yeah,
not even
fair.
2 weeks.
That's fair. Yeah. 10 days is all right. Yeah. No, for me, for my goatee is basically I just use a pair of scissors. I'm like, fuck it.
No, yeah. Yours, because
mine's
you have
minor anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and you have the same like style, like the rest of it, you basically shave it up.
Yeah, exactly.
So
it's easy.
It's quite
easy.
But going back to your dentist, you're saying,
yeah,
Julian,
okay. So I go back to him every year, and every year I do the teeth cleaning, and like everybody does this, okay? You 1 week before you go to see a dentist, you start fucking taking care.
Which is such a
it's so stupid, right?
Yeah, I brush my teeth before going to.
Yeah.
It's like
I'm at breakfast. I'm like,
so
I'm
you don't want her
shit.
To like
yeah,
judge
yeah,
you,
yeah,
even
like,
though you
yeah.
never.
Yeah, right. And then so like this is what happened. Is basically I start flossing extra well. I take a bit more time, do my Listerine gargle, all that shit a week ahead. I'm like, okay, you know, I've got good motivation. I go there, and every single time, he always still has some sort of thing to criticize, right?
Right.
Which again is fair. I don't need you, but your teeth are great. You know, I'm like, tell me what I fucked up. And like the last one, they were like, oh, you're flossing all right, but you're not flossing deep enough.
Mm.
And I'm like, what do you mean? It's like, you have to go all the way down to like the where the gums stop you.
Mm.
I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude, that's like crazy deep.
They're but that's how you hurt your gum and like bleed.
Right? That's what I thought, right? He's like, yeah, initially because it's dirty and the gums are flared up and everything, therefore there'll be some blood. But after you do it 3-4 times, it'll be all right.
Yeah, that's actually kind of true. Like,
very true.
When I like now, it's like I read it on the Power of Habit book.
Yeah,
flossing was one of the things. Like once
habits,
you do it for like a week,
it
just becomes. It's crazy how your brain just automatically go.
Yeah,
you have to like you know you can be like passed out on the couch.
Yeah,
at 3
but you still go and floss and
you're
brush.
Like, oh shit. Your brain just immediately.
Oh, it's the best. Yeah.
It's really good. So now I've had the habit for years.
Yeah.
Literally because I started it. I think after reading the book, when I'm like. I am not flossing enough. It's literally, it gave that example.
Yeah.
And then I just did that. I'm like, oh yeah, it's actually
absolutely
works.
Right. It's one of the things, and that's
brains are so fucking dumb.
So stupid, right? I mean, Jerry Seinfeld did once say your brain is just a dog.
Yeah.
It's just a fucking dog. You just tell it what to do, it just does it.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And once you know how to game that, you can do whatever.
Right.
That's why I tell people, like, dude, this is another thing, right? So I get invited every now and then to give career talks for schools and everything. Mm. And I tell the kids, I'm like, you know what? There's a certain thing that I'm not like all disciplined. Mm. I just have all these systems in place to make me just go like, oh, okay, what do I do now? Mm. Oh, okay, and just get it done. Mm. So yeah, same thing. I fully agree with you. Yeah. So the whole philosophy, and he was, and every year, no matter how hard I try, there's always something I'm like, still, you know, the typical Hong Kong of well done can do better. You know? It's basically that kind of thing. So this year was like, you're not flossing deep enough.
Actually, under the new law, you can only say well done. That's it.
Well done, yeah. Exactly.
Anything
yeah,
the government does is well done.
Is
period.
Well done. Exactly. Is done well. It's not even well done, it's just done damn well, you know. Yeah, so you have that. And the recent one, I went to them, and that morning I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm in a rush. I don't care. I had my cereal. Mm. I was going to be some shit stuck in my mouth. However, I still did my Listerine gargle. I'm like, you know, let me a little sense of, you know, a little, little sense of, you know, security that I kind of did something.
Right. Even though you're about to pay for the most expensive cleaning.
Yeah.
You still want to like.
I'm still like, you know what? At least let me show him that I'm trying. You know?
Right, right.
Hey, you know what? I remember my first time cleaning came to like $900. So you just spend more time because my teeth are like, you know, whatever.
But this is exactly the same like if you're going to get a haircut where they wash your hair.
Yeah.
And you're still like going to shower first.
Yeah, you're like, I just want to, you know, don't want to show the dandruff.
Yes,
so bad.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's so stupid, man. And that's the thing, like, I would love for that application to happen at a comedy show where people are like, you know what? I'm going to have a drink but not get totally buzzed.
Right.
I'm going to show respect to the comedian. So I'm loose, but I'm not like, oh, I don't know what you say. You know?
Yeah.
We never do that for comics.
No.
It's only for these, you know, guys in white suits.
Right.
You know, it's never for us.
Yeah.
I mean, you never go to a restaurant like, you know, saying, you know, I'm going to purposely be hungry and then show up.
I guess it's like because of the leverage thing, like how much leverage they have over you. If the comic, unless you're Gary Jackson.
Yeah.
If the comic is thinking the risk is too high.
Yeah.
If you know the comic might glass you in the face,
then
if you act unruly,
fuck it,
exactly. Then
then I'm going there like, you know, properly respectful.
Exactly.
I mean, I really cannot think of anything other than like medical profession and maybe the banks. Like, okay, let's say you want to open a bank account, you have to go there with all your papers showing that, hey guys, I would be able to put money with you.
Yeah.
Like this is
can
the
you
thing.
Please take my money?
Yeah. Exactly.
Again, such a ridiculous concept.
Oh, so stupid.
Of, like
man.
You have to beg the bank to take your money.
So this
it's like, fuck you, I'm going to keep it at home.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, like, what, you give me like a few percent interest?
Exactly.
Shut the fuck up, you know? And that's the thing that annoys me because like you go there and it's like they're doing you a favor by helping you keep your money.
Right.
With them, I'm like, I'm sorry. And then you get to lend it to other people and make money off of my money.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, doesn't this benefit you?
Yeah, don't you have to beg me to like,
right? And then the craziest thing is that the personal banking and the commercial banking are two different games.
Oh yeah, completely. They're two separate entities.
You could be HSBC, but you can't go to the same branch for the same shit.
Yeah.
You have to go to that specific one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And the craziest and my favorite part is personal banking right now, at least with a lot of Hong Kong banks, is that there's no minimum money you must put in.
Sure.
Right? Because before they tried it.
Yeah, they did.
They did. And
I think when I actually moved here first, they're like, oh no, you have to give us a bunch 5, of money.
5,000 or something. At least. And they're like, and people are losing their shit. They're like, are you crazy? Like, you can't force me to put 5,000 bucks. And the government wants to slam them.
Right.
Being like, this is bullshit, right?
Mm.
Okay. However, with personal banking, generally, you can do a lot of things free. Like, for example, FPS and everything is free.
Sure.
Commercial banking, oh, that's where they get you, man.
Yeah.
FPS, $8 handling fee. Checkbook,
the
50.
The pay me commercial is also
1%.
It's super steep. I don't even remember how much. I stopped doing it because I'm like, oh, yeah, pay me. Like, all the shops.
Yeah.
This is the reason why a lot of the shops don't have it.
Yeah.
Because it actually bones you on the fees as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, with Octopus, they had it already and like, ah, screw it, this is a good way. But pay me. Like, why would I add another one?
Exactly.
Everyone has Octopus. Fuck you, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's number one. And number two, I remember is that checkbooks. Dude, did you know that in HSBC commercial, an issuing of a checkbook costs 50 Hong Kong dollars?
What?
Yeah.
Just a bunch of papers.
It's a new tariff.
Yeah.
It's a new fucking tariff.
Yeah.
Personal account, issue as many as you want.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a shit.
Right.
And again, I'm like, I'm sorry, what are you doing for me again? You give me a little sheet of paper to say, oh, do you mind helping me just to give this guy some money?
Right.
I'm like, bitch, what? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think those are the three ones where it's doctor, dentist, and bankers.
I'm going to add pilots in there as well.
Okay.
Just
but,
because.
Do you have to, but you don't have to specifically impress the pilot, though.
No, but you have to be like super respectful, I think.
Yeah. You
like
don't
you
be,
can't really criticize them too much, I think. In the
same.
Yeah,
they can kick you off the.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In the same
air
thing.
Air hostesses, yeah.
Yeah, air hostesses.
Sorry, air. What's the phrase now? You don't say air hostess anymore.
Oh, cabin crew?
Yes.
Yeah, cabin crew.
Yeah. So cabin crew, there you go.
Yeah, air hostess sounds like a waiter. Like air waiter, I think.
Yeah, so those are others as well. Yeah. Immigration, technically, yeah. You go to any sort of embassy and immigration.
If you look like us, yes.
Yes, that's right. Oh, very true, dude.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's a very good point.
Yeah.
If you look like us, honestly, with any sort of traveling or any sort of your own country.
Right.
You are like going there with like extra smile.
Dude, this is like teetering on like sad / fucked up. No matter how legit my papers are.
Yeah.
And no matter how, no disrespect to other countries, no matter how like easy is it to get like country that's not doing well financially or otherwise, has bad reputation, tourist traps or scams, all of these things.
Yeah.
No matter how fucked up the country is.
Yeah.
I still go there to any airport terrified that I will get in trouble.
Oh, same.
And it's like, smile at everybody, you know, don't look like you're carrying stuff. I never carried anything illegal across any borders.
Yeah.
And it's like, why am I so scared?
Yeah.
I don't want to mention countries, whatever Southeast Asian country that's like anyone can go to.
Yeah.
I'm like, please let me in. I'm like, this is so fucked up.
It's fucked up, right? And so one of my policies of traveling is I never travel with brown cardboard boxes.
Yeah.
That's never my luggage.
Yeah.
I try my absolute best, honestly, and it's a very stupid thing, but I try to use like kind of better branded equipment.
Yes. Yeah, literally. Because you want to look like a rich brown as opposed to just a general brown.
Yeah. I wear my t-shirt and shorts and everything.
Yeah.
But like my suitcase is Samsonite. Number one, I do like their stuff. Okay, right. I'll be honest with
that. Yeah, Samsonite is great.
It's really good, yeah. And they had a really good deal.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I changed all my suitcases.
Yeah, actually, your house now has about, 15 suitcases?
I have literally, like, I have 12 suitcases right now.
What the fuck?
Yeah, because I have, like, 4 people here and everything. Anyway, so the long story short is that Samsonite had a quick, like, deal where they were working with the Salvation Army or something.
Right.
Where if you bring in your old suitcase, you get to use a super stupid price of, like, $4,000 to get 3 suitcases.
What?
Right?
Yeah.
And I saw that. Dude, I called my mom.
Yeah.
I called Gloria, my girlfriend.
Thanks for the call, dickhead.
I didn't call you?
Yeah, no.
Oh, shit.
I would have jumped on that.
I was like, get your suitcase now.
Yeah.
And so I took my
old suitcase. So you give them any suitcase that works?
Absolutely any. Like a little hand-cried bullshit suitcase. Like, fine. We just have to have the thing that you gave us something. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Got that all done, right? Mm. That my backpacks that I travel on all Ospreys.
Yeah.
So like proper hiking bags and everything. Yeah. I was like, okay, that at least, you know, looks legitimately like this guy's got some shit going on, right? So and I really tell people, I'm like, that is a conscious decision.
Yeah.
It's fucking stupid that I gotta do that.
Yeah.
When I see another guy dragging like a torn fucking rubbish bag with like a scotch tape on the edge.
Yeah. And dreadlocks looks like he hasn't showered for years.
Yeah, and be like, all right, mate.
Yeah,
okay. I'm like, just
we all know which country that is.
Let me in, mate. And I'm like, just let's get through this, you know.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, full on, man.
Yeah.
And
so immigration officers, you can add them to that list as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just for specific people like you and me,
exactly.
Not for everybody.
Yeah. So you have that as well. But other than that, I mean, like, there's no other respect for any other profession. Nobody gives a shit.
Well, in the same sphere, I guess it's cops on the street. Now, no. Actually, funny enough, they never bother me if I have a dog with me.
Oh.
I think it's because they just like it's.
You can't rob a bank with a pet?
Well, I think it's more like having a dog is a sign of like well off, which means you're like more likely that you're not doing. Yeah, responsible. You live here.
That's true.
You're not like overstaying something or whatever.
Have you ever heard of a crime being committed with a pet involved? Like where the pet is not getting stolen, but the pet is part of the crew?
Huh. No.
I've never heard
of that. I feel
like
it would be a good, not that the pet would do something, but I think the pet could be a distraction.
Yeah.
Because now everyone's like, you know, stops and like, look at, like, pet them or whatever.
Yeah.
So you can be like, oh, yeah, like, what a cute dog. And you distract security guard this way.
Yeah.
And then someone can, like, sneak behind
him. Absolutely.
Them.
I mean, one of my things I used to have before is I was like, I always want to try the social experiment where you basically get a guy to go into a store with a whole bunch of camera crew around them.
Right.
As if they're filming, like, an ad. You go in the store, pick up some shit, and walk out.
Yeah.
And they're like, what's going on? They're like, ad, film the ad. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I was like, I think you could definitely fool people.
You can, yeah.
And you could literally go in there and pretend it's like some sort of ad or whatever. Go in there and just like be like, we're going to come over here. We got to film this over here real quick.
Yeah.
We're going to go outside and film it. We're running out of daylight and everything. They're like, okay. You know, you look legit. People will believe you.
Of course.
Yeah. So
it's just about optics. Like, how much can you sell your scam?
Yeah, absolutely.
But there's a lot of people here who are like really ready to like invest money in something, which is why the scams are so high.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Get rich quick, right?
Yeah. Get rich quick. Yeah, it's one of these things like whenever it looks like too good to be true, it is.
Yeah.
You know? Or it isn't rather.
I mean, that's the thing with the whole Cambodia
thing. There's a lady who's like just got scammed out of 17 million Hong Kong dollars. Just the same, which, by the way, if you have that much money,
come on.
What are you doing? Just leave it in the bank.
Yeah,
actually,
yeah.
Going back to the bank. Yeah, just leave, they'll give you for that much money. I don't know. I've never had this money.
The but interest is probably like 10,000 a month or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, yeah. Just yeah. Like, yeah.
What are you complaining about? What do you need more for, right?
Yeah, yeah. What do you need more for? Exactly.
If anything, honestly, at that point, if you're still trying to get richer, then
a little bit your fault. Yeah, yeah,
kind of like,
yeah.
You know, the greed kind of got you. Yeah.
Yes, and yes.
Like, if you don't have the intelligence to handle $17 million to know when is a scam,
yes,
I'm really sorry. That money wasn't meant for you.
Yes, right? Agree.
Let's be very honest about that. Yeah. Okay, so, coming back to the final thing is that we have talked about all the different occupations that we're kind of mercy to.
Yeah.
So, with the pet, do you think the day will come when you can actually take your pet to the dentist, right? And then the pet can be there as your support pet while you're getting your teeth drilled in.
Yeah, well, yes, I think actually at some point I would legitimately want to register her as a support pet, like a therapy dog or whatever.
Yeah.
Just because it would give us access to so many places that I usually don't have access to. And I mean, who makes that argument that like the dogs are like real therapy dogs? Like, dogs, of course, I understand. Like, that's someone who's blind.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, there is also the option of, like, therapy dog. And I just, like, if anyone knows, write in. Like, how do I register her as a therapy dog?
In Hong Kong.
Yeah, in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
I guess you
I don't know if the law even allows that over here.
Yeah, maybe they don't.
Maybe they don't. I don't think so. Like, they're like, buddy, get the fuck
out
of here.
Yeah, not American. Get out of here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, but I will say, though, it's like the doctors, when you're sick for work, and you go to the doctor to get that certificate, let's be honest, half the doctor's like, whatever.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you're sick, sure, whatever. I'll give you a certificate. Like, they don't care. So same with the therapy dog. Like, sure, I mean, if you're willing to pay $10,000, I'll give you a cert. I don't give a shit.
Right,
you know? And I'm sure a lot of that happens. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Like, when I had to make, when elderly people have to make wills, the lawyers would insist that they have to go get a mental checkup.
Right.
To make sure that they're
not pressured into anything.
Yeah, pressured.
Or whatever.
Also, like, basically they're in the same state of mind to make this will. Mm. And I'm like, so what, you just ask them a few questions? Can you tell between a star and a square?
It's kind of like going on a porn website when they just, the only question they ask you,
are you 18?
Are you 18? Yeah. It's the same
thing. I am.
Yeah. Also, what kind of crazy person or whatever unwell person answers that correctly?
Yeah.
Because that is a sign of being sane.
Yeah.
If you go like, hey, are you mentally unwell? Yes.
Yeah.
If you say yes automatically, that means you are well to answer that.
You're aware enough to know that.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah,
and this comes back to, like, again, I think Mahesh Mansigani, one of the comedians in Hong Kong, had this joke, right, where, like, when he had to take the immigration form, one of them, are you associated, like, with the terrorists? He's like, why would I say yes? You know?
Yeah.
And it's just these moments in my life that I come to a point where I'm like, you know, at this point in humanity, if we still haven't closed up these loopholes, a lot of these problems we're discussing now will never get fixed.
I agree.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I had one last story for you. I had a Karen moment. So years ago, everybody, if you go back to 2000, I think early 21 or mid 21, I've had a story when the cops and the firefighters came to my Saimpun apartment and dragged my dog out of the apartment through the window.
Yeah.
And it was a whole thing. Try to find it. I don't know what episode is it, but you remember the story.
Tell me.
Firefighters came to my house when I was away, like out at work.
Yeah.
And then someone called the firefighters and the SPCA saying the dog is in danger. And she was.
Oh, yes. I remember you telling me. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that story I told on
she's
the podcast.
She's alone at home. And like,
she's alone at home. And they literally came to the fourth floor, threw it like the fire, like the truck. And they did a whole operation, cordoned off the street. It was a crazy story.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's because one Karen called and said the dog is in danger, which she very wasn't.
Yeah.
She was living better than most Hong Kong people. She had their own room.
Relative to her body shape and size.
Yes.
This house was like a fucking mansion.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
she had literally her own room. So they saw her running around and they thought like, I don't know what they thought. Anyway, flash forward to a couple of weeks ago when I actually was the Karen this time.
Oh.
And of course, it's one of these things when you're like, oh, when I do it, it's okay.
So is there a Egyptian/Muslim/Islam/whatever equivalent to the name Karen?
Muhammad Karen? We don't have that. That Karen thing just came up like three years ago. It's very
new. It's such a white thing. Yeah, it's such a white name. Yeah.
However, I feel justified in what I did because I called the SPCA.
Yeah.
It turns out they're also like super helpful and they're like really hands-on. They give you a WhatsApp number where you can report and send photos.
Yeah.
But my case was, again, I think it's a little different because that was actually a bird in front of an old...
Bird as in the animal.
Yeah, bird okay. as in the bird.
You kind of like, hey, look at that bird. Yeah.
That bird is with an old man.
She rejected me, let me just say. She should be in a cage.
Yeah, I think it's only Brits called call girls birds,
true, yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
No, like an actual bird in a cage.
Making sure, man. And yeah. SPCA is the, you know, the protection of animals, right? It's not some other, you yeah. know, like solitude... penis.
No, SPCA is for chicks, actually.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Yeah. Society yeah. for Pedophiles Chicks Association. You know, yeah.
Pedophiles and Chicks Association. So there is in front of my house in Shangwan, there is like a small one of these like old cha-cha things. And next to it, there is a shop. It's one of these like super old people shop that you have no idea what they're selling.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
a lot of papers. I think they're selling envelopes of
I'm
sorts.
I'm sure like they own the place and it's just like, that's what they do every day. Like I just show up in my shop and...
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So next to it there is a gym run by my friend Tom, and that's like kind of on our path to walk the dog every single day. And recently I've noticed that there is a bird that's not a pet shop,
yeah,
it's a shop that sells random bullshit.
Yeah,
in front of it there is a cage with a bird, just yes. one bird.
Okay, yeah, typical,
right? Yeah, you see that a lot, except that I stopped and looked at the bird, and the bird is in clear distress because it's actually like it's biting its own neck a lot.
Oh,
to the point that it's like it's all bloody, it looks really bad. And it's just like, I don't know what's the story with the bird, so I just kept an eye on it, and every day it keeps getting worse. So I'm like, okay, I need to do something. But again, I'm too much of a coward to confront.
Can't take a photo, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm too afraid to take a photo. I'm too afraid to... They're old people. I don't think they speak English. Oh, my yeah. Mandarin is not good enough.
Yeah.
And I feel like if I speak Mandarin, they'll throw something at me anyway.
They start biting your neck when you go up to them.
No, yeah. But I felt really concerned for the bird, which is usual. I don't actually care for birds that much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that one looked particularly bad. So I called SPCA and I just stood like on the other side and I'm like, hey, I see this, blah, blah, blah. Here's the address. And they say, can you sneak a photo? It would give you a WhatsApp. And I said, yeah, I think I can. And I zoomed in a bit and they're like, yeah, that looks bad.
Hmm.
So I'm like, okay, you do your thing. They're like, yeah, okay, thank you. So funny enough, I was leaving the house like an hour later and Annie was in town. So Annie and I were leaving. And I saw the SP. It wasn't.
Oh.
I saw the SPCA guys talking to the lady.
So describe it. The SPCA guys. Do they have a uniform?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah,
snap.
Yeah, yeah. Two in uniform guys. I saw them, and it's just by pure coincidence. Do I'm like, oh shit, they showed up.
Do they have a bulletproof vest?
No.
Do they have the SPCA word on the uniform?
Yes, they do. And
like,
a hat.
Like SWAT team kind of thing. Like
no,
SWAT?
It's just like a badge, like a name
badge.
Badge. Yeah, no, but it's like woven in, like
oh,
it's like a legit uniform.
Thing. Oh damn. Okay, I was expecting like these guys, SWAT team at SWAT. But SPCA and they're like go
maybe
go 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 go
the back has it I'm not
maybe,
sure
yeah. Right, okay yeah
but I saw them and I'm like oh shit. So I actually stood like kind of hiding me and Annie
oh.
and then I saw them leave and I actually went to him and be like, hey, I'm the one who called. And he immediately like grabbed me so the lady wouldn't see that
yeah,
it was
yeah,
me
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
he just like hid me in the corner. He's like, okay, walk with me.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like the super nice
that's
guy
so cool dude.
Yeah, it's very like, cool.
Walk
yeah yeah, yeah. He's yeah. like walk with me and he explains like, all right, I talked to them. Apparently they are taking care of a bird because the owner is in jail, which is already
oh,
hilarious.
God, yeah.
And they're like, oh, the bird is in distress because there were three other birds and they all flew away. So there's no new bird left. I'm like, yeah, but clearly the bird is in distress and then like you guys need to do something about it. Like, yeah, okay. Our procedure showed that as long as the owner showed like there is no neglect and there is some sort of medicine, like something like they're taking care of it, we can't
yeah.
do anything unless
okay,
they
fair,
give it
yeah,
up to
doing
us.
Some, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they said, I spoke to the lady, they were very nice, and they said, hey, whoever called you, tell them that they can come talk to me directly if they're
oh,
concerned.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, that sounds like a trap, mate. I'm not doing that.
I feel like this is a WWF style. Come talk to me in
exactly.
your face. I'll see you in the ring.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I'm not fucking doing that.
Yeah.
Especially that I pass by every day, and I'm like, they're going to poison my
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. But then they're like, oh, they showed us like that the bird is distressed, but they're giving her like whatever, like anti-anxiety stuff.
Oh, damn.
And then... It actually ends on a happy note because, like, over the next few days, I can see the bird is not biting itself anymore.
Okay.
So I think what happened is that they realized that someone is keeping an eye on the bird
so
and they can't,
like
neglect it
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah.
And they just got scared, which is, I think, the whole point of calling them.
You know what? That sounds exactly like someone who believes in God.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Someone out there is watching over me.
Mm.
Let me do the right thing.
Right.
Wow, dude. You, Muhammad,
yeah.
have lived up to your name.
Yes, for once.
For
I
once.
Did something right. I embraced my inner Karen.
Oh, yeah. Damn, dude. Well,
but yeah, I still see the bird every day.
Yeah,
doing
yeah.
very good. Like the last few days, I've seen the bird like literally flying around the cage.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I've never seen it
right,
do that
go.
Before.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, it seems pretty okay.
Wow.
So
look at
yeah,
that.
If you want to see the bird, it's on Wa Lane, Walane, which is like off Little tiny lane of Hollywood Road.
Yeah.
And you can go see it for yourself. And if you see the bird, say hi. You might see me and my dog as well. Don't call the SPCA.
Yeah, don't call the SPCA.
If you see me beating the shit out of my dog, then it's just between you and me.
Exactly. Yeah. She likes it. She's into that.
Yeah, exactly. She's into that. Trust just me. It's domestic violence, but outside. So it's just violence.
So SPCA can't cover that.
No.
Is he hitting her at home? No. It's out of a jurisdiction.
Yeah,
call
exactly.
Call the police.
One more thing. We have been having an uptick in our Patreon subscribers.
Yeah.
Really, really cool. I've sent a bunch of messages to the new subscribers just to say thank you. So patreon.com/ohopod is our Patreon where we do an extra bonus episode, 15, between 15, 20, sometimes 30 minutes of extra content. For you guys, our subscribers, it's as little as $5 a month. And you get cool and new content. It's a very good way to support us, especially when we're traveling around the world and we need to maybe pay extra. You're carrying this equipment.
Yeah. I'll be taking this equipment with me myself to Australia. I'll bring three mics.
Nice. Yeah. We have a couple more mics in Australia. We're planning a lot of cool stuff.
Does Annie have mics and stuff?
Yeah.
She does? Because if she does, I won't take the mics.
We need more mics in case we have guests and stuff.
I'll bring all of them. I'll bring everything.
So anyway, join us on the Patreon, patreon.com/ohopod, and follow us on socials. How do people find you, Vivek?
Really simply, if you went to Russell Peters, do not go there. It's actually Funny Vivek. That's where you can find me. FUNNY, and just type the letter V. Usually my face will pop up, and that's UIN.
Nice.
Yourself?
And I am at The Other Muhammad. I have been doing a thing where I post like a small stand-up clip for the last couple of weeks. It's been doing really well. So we'll continue this trend and just look at the stand-up stuff. See us when we are performing live in your town. Patreon.com/ohopod. See you next week.